Savannah Jade is on the phone right now. Savannah, how are you?
So good. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Where are we catching you right now?
In Louisiana.
It's decently warm there right now?
Oh, yeah. It's 22 right now, so yeah, it's pretty good.
It's starting to melt in Canada, in Saskatchewan. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, you guys had lots of snow too, right?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of snow.
Yeah. So in Quebec too.
Right. Spring can't come soon enough. So I got to compliment you on He's the One. That song was so spicy and it was so fun. Every time it came on, I was moving to that song. And Saskatoon loved that song.
Thank you so much. That's really sweet.
I saw that last week you were in Nashville. You were playing at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row and you were alongside Jess Moskaluk, who is from our province. What was that whole experience like?
It was so much fun. I've been dreaming of that gig since, like, every time I went to Nashville, and every time I go, I still go there to watch artists and discover them. So I was really, really happy to be part of the show this time.
Well, I have to ask, you know, what's it like playing there? I've seen lots of videos from there. I've never been to Nashville myself, but
Oh,
I know. It's on my list. But I've seen a lot of videos at Whiskey Row, and it just looks like a blast.
The vibe in there is something else. It's so much fun, and, like, everybody's partying and having fun and discovering new artists, and they're really, like, it was so much fun. I thought nobody knew my songs, but some of them were actually singing, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's one of the biggest things I hear from up-and-coming artists, that that's, like, one of the biggest surprises is when people actually know the words to your songs.
Yeah, when someone else, then my mom knows my songs. Like, oh, that's awesome.
That's got to be a good feeling, too, though.
Yeah, it's a blast. Like, it's hard to explain, too. Like, it's such a special, like, feeling too, and yeah, it's just so great.
So that was what I felt about He's the One. You know, that's a song that sort of sings about something that is so incredibly relatable, and I think people can sort of, as a listener, take ownership of that. And that's sort of what you went with your second single, More Like It, as well, right?
Yes, and this one's really more about, like, how the smaller things in life are oftentimes the most memorable, and impressing someone is really overrated and stuff like that. So it's more about small moments, having fun, creating great memories in family and with friends and family. So yeah, it's a fun one.
And it's nice to kind of remind yourself to be able to slow down and take those moments in, because especially from your perspective, I mean, you have a music career that's really picking up steam right now. So things move very, very fast, and it becomes important to sort of slow down and take everything in, right?
Thank you so much for that. But yeah, it's going really good. I'm surprised of everything that's happening. But yeah, it's always important to take a moment and breathe and just realize how, like, amazing life is.
What was it like working on this song? How did this all come together?
So this one was a pitch from Jess Moskaluk, actually. I think I was in Nashville last year on a songwriting trip, and she sent me a bunch of her songs. She was like, listen to them. If someone resonates with you, it's yours. If not, not a problem. And I took a listen to all of the songs, and I loved them all. But this one in particular, I was like, oh my gosh, why did you not record this one? It's so good. It has that Shania Twain vibe to it. It just makes me want to party. So
I love,
like,
it.
I'm recording this one. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, it makes you want to party, and then it makes you want to create more of those moments that you look back on.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I know that He's the One, when we had that on our Ride It or Bucket section, that song did very well. Like, I've got high hopes for this one. I'm really enjoying it.
You mean if they want to vote for the song? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, do it.
If you want to have fun and yeah, you want to enjoy yourself, that's it. I think it's a cool song, and it's really relatable to me, and I think it's relatable to people in general too. So I love this song. I really love it.
I do too. It's a song worthy of having on repeat.
Thank you so much.
Savannah Jade, More Like It is out. What's going to be on the docket for 2025?
So I have a couple shows this summer that I'm really excited about, and I was in Nashville for 2 weeks, the past 2 weeks, for writing songs again, and I have a bunch of songs that I'm really excited to put out too. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun time.
Yes.
I can't wait to play shows live.
Oh man, I can't wait. I don't know when we're gonna get a chance to see you out this neck of the woods. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but we'll be there with bells on when it does happen.
Yeah, I wish I come soon.
We'll be there. We'll be there when it happens.
Awesome.
Savannah Jade, thank you so much. More Like It is out, and we're gonna get your votes right now on Ride It or Bucket. Thanks for taking the time to chat today.
Thank you so much for having me. That was fun.